Today, Britain began its inquiry into the pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Two former cabinet ministers in Prime Minister Tony Blair's government testified and accused the Blair government of misrepresenting the data. NPR's Guy Raz has more from London.
The House of Commons Committee on Foreign Affairs opened the proceedings with two star witnesses, former Blair loyalists who are fast emerging as the Prime Minister's strongest detractors. Claire Short, Blair's former development secretary, and Robin Cook, the Prime Minister's former foreign minister, both offered testimony today to suggest the British public may have been deceived by faulty intelligence. The government had a lot of data, Cook alleged.
But it was not presenting the whole picture, and I fear the fundamental problem is that instead of using intelligence as evidence on which to base a conclusion about policy, we used intelligence as the basis on which you could justify a policy in which we'd already settled.
In February, Blair unveiled what was called the dossier, an intelligence brief that purported to show the imminent threat Iraq posed to the United Kingdom. Among the allegations in the report was that Iraq could mobilize long-range weapons within 45 minutes. Blair insists it was written by a joint intelligence committee. Today, Claire Short, a woman who once formed the core of the female Blairites in the House of Commons, known then as the Blair Babes, told the hearing that that dossier was sexed up.
I think it's a series of half-truths, exaggerations, reassurances that weren't the case, to get us to into conflict by the spring.
One of the most disturbing allegations put forward is that someone in Blair's office may have knowingly plagiarized part of the document from publicly available sources on the Internet. Those sources included a PhD dissertation on Saddam Hussein's inner circle. John Stanley, a member of the committee, put that question to Robin Cook.
Can I just ask you about the second document, the one known as the dodgy dossier? How do you react as a former foreign secretary to the production of this document laid before Parliament and one that was not even at any point apparently put to Foreign Office ministers?
I personally don't think there's anything wrong whatsoever in reprinting an academic study of Saddam Hussein's security apparatus, but it ought to have been labelled as precisely that and taken from an academic study.
For his part, the Prime Minister vigorously denies the allegations. He even called the charges spurious. Still, the panel will spend the next 2 weeks hearing from a number of leading British officials, including the Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. Once the process is complete, the committee will release its findings. The panel won't weigh in on whether to hold any of those officials responsible. The Prime Minister himself will never appear in front of it. But keeping the story alive is enough for Blair's detractors to keep the pressure on. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.